A majority of researchers and government officials still say that COVID-19 originated in the wild and that masks work at stopping its spread. But a new review has concluded that masks are not effective, though scientists question the methodology of this review. Also consider that two government agencies, the Department of Energy and the FBI, now support the theory that COVID originated in the lab. So is conventional wisdom regarding the virus unraveling? Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, says no. He joins us now by Skype. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Derek, this lab leak theory just won't go away. And you note that while five government institutions dismiss it, two of them that I just mentioned do support it, but they aren't very confident about the theory. What evidence has the FBI and the Department of Energy been pointing to?
Unfortunately, we do not know what evidence the FBI and the Department of Energy have been pointing to, because most of the information that they are looking at is still classified top secret. What we know is that there is a lab leak theory count that we can make up by looking at the different agencies that have weighed in on this very important question. By my count, the lab leak theory is still an underdog. There are five government agencies that have said that it did not happen, two government agencies that have said it probably is a lab leak. But I think it's absolutely important to say that of all these agencies, of all five agencies that have weighed in on the question, only the FBI even said they made this decision or this assessment with moderate confidence. The rest rated their confidence as low. So what you essentially have is like a guesstimate and a hunch in a tug of war here. We still simply do not know what happened.
So given all of that, what are we supposed to believe?
Well, this is an interesting question about the nature of belief. There are lots of things that we're not going to have final answers on. I mean, we don't have to get too existential, but, you know, are there UFOs? I don't know, and neither do you. Does God exist? I don't know, and neither do you. We simply don't know truly the answer to some of the most important questions in the world, and we might have to live with that uncertainty. So I'm taking your question to mean, and it's a great question, what do we do about this uncertainty? At least when it comes to federal public policy, I think we should proceed as if both theories are true. That means we need much more federal scrutiny of gain of function research in the US, but it also means that we probably have to recognize this is not going to be the last time there is natural spillover between animals and humans to create a pandemic. And so we should, of course, take responding to a pandemic much more seriously.
And you do argue that the administration should proceed as if the lab leak theory is true. Why?
I think we should proceed as if both theories are true. We don't know which theory is right. We don't know where COVID came from. So we have a couple of choices. We could either decide that COVID came from a wet market and not a lab and base all of our public policy on that hunch, or we could decide that it came from a lab leak and base all of our public policy on that hunch. I think instead we should base our public policy on both hunches being true. We should act as if both theories are true and reflect that in our public policy.
Okay, so let's move to masks, because the recent review of studies about masks found that they don't reduce the spread of COVID-19. But scientists you've spoken to really questioned the review. What did they tell you?
They told me a lot of things. We had lots of long conversations about this study. Let me try to summarize their case in one sentence. This meta-analysis tried to answer the question, do masks work? But instead, it looks at a bunch of studies that fundamentally prove that mask mandates are very hard to operationalize. That is, if you hand out a bunch of masks and a bunch of masking informations to an intervention group in a study, and you don't enforce mask wearing very much, it turns out that most people don't wear masks as recommended and often lie to researchers about it. In some studies, you have more than 90% of participants reached by phone who say they always or sometimes wore masks, but then those researchers will go on the street and count up all the people wearing masks and realize it's not 9 out of 10, it's 1 out of 100 people who are actually wearing masks correctly.
Wow.
So these studies are really measuring how hard it is to enforce mask mandates.
Yeah, I found this quote in your article from one of the scientists very instructive. Poor quality masks worn poorly work poorly. So that's saying something right there. But in the final few seconds that we have, should we continue wearing masks?
I'm going to keep wearing masks. I'm going to keep wearing high quality masks, like N95 masks. I'm going to wear them in public indoor spaces during periods of elevated COVID transmission. But I also think it's really important for, I've said this word a bunch of times, I'll say it again, policymakers to be honest about the fact that mask mandates aren't going to do much in a lot of different cities and a lot of different states because they don't have high quality adherence, they don't have enforcement, they don't have a culture of high quality mask wearing, and we shouldn't expect a mask mandate there to do anything.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you as always, Derek.
Thank you.